Welcome to the first hour of the Hillbilly Hits Traditional Country Music Request and Dedication Show podcast. Hillbilly Hits is hosted by Tracy Pitcox, and in its third decade of providing traditional country music, the true heart of country music. Here is Tracy. Enjoy the show.
And good evening. You're in tune to KNEL FM 95.3 in Brady, Texas. I'm Tracy Pitcox, and it's time now for the Hillbilly Hits Radio Show right here at KNEL.
Some well-meaning people are trying to change us, saying we've been too country too long. Tell me from now on, the word is progressive, but I won't sell out for a song. I grew up when Roy and E.T. and Kitty and Lefty and Hank were the rage. It was good enough then, so it's good enough now, 'cause the good wine gets better.
Very pleasant good evening to you, and welcome to the Hits Radio program tonight. I'm Tracy Pitcox with you tonight, and so good to have you with us live tonight here from the KNEL studios, wherever you may be tuned in at. It is a pleasure to have you with us right here at KNEL. I know we're going to have some great requests and dedications tonight. Bobby Tomlin, the singer-songwriter, will be joining us later on in the program to talk about his current single that he has out, a little bit about country music as well. Looking forward to that tonight on the Hits Radio program. We're going to kick things off with an old song from Hank Jr. tonight. Talking about some Texas women.
Truck, trusting God and luck, and I that will touch them yet. They may be from Waco or out in Lampasas, but one thing about it, they all come from Texas. I'm a country plowboy, not a urban cowboy, and I don't ride bulls, but I have bought some men. Drive a pickup truck, trust in God and luck, and I live to love Texas well.
Justin Trevino and Sharon Keniston off of their brand new CD. There's one called We've Lived It Up, and now we've got to live it down here at KNEL on the Hits Radio program. Looking forward to having Justin Trevino and Sharon Keniston both with us next week as we celebrate our Heart of Texas Honky Tonk Fest. That's going to be a lot of fun, no doubt about it. Looking forward to that. And we still have tickets available for the Thursday evening show next Thursday. So if you want to get those, you can go to heartoftexascountry.com. Heartoftexascountry.com and get those tickets. And we're looking forward to having Tommy Hooker and Rocky King with us next Thursday night. Speaking of Tommy Hooker, here's Tommy's little boy. Here's Jay Cooker for you this afternoon going out to Helen.
Seeking for fortune and fame. to show me the way. For he saved me and gave me life eternal, and now I have everything. And now I have everything.
Well, hello, Tracy. This is your favorite sixth grade science teacher, and you know what I want to hear.
I know what you want to hear, and I'll do it for you.
All right, thank you.
And you are my favorite sixth grade science teacher.
Since I was the only one, I better be.
I'll do it for you.
Thank you, darling. Appreciate
it. Bye-bye.
Walk through this world with me. Where I go, share all my dreams with me. I need you so. In life we search, and some of us find. I've looked for you.
Hey, Pam, how are you doing tonight? Good.
Okay.
Well, I bet we can do that for you. Be happy to. Okay. I'll get them on for you tonight, okay? Thanks for calling in.
I wish I had button eyes and a red felt nose, shaggy cotton skin and just one set of clothes, sitting on a shelf in a local department store. With no dreams to dream and nothing to be sorry for. I wish I was a teddy bear, not living or loving, not going nowhere. I wish I was a teddy bear, and I wish that I had fallen. Smile. Then your memory wouldn't come around hurting all the time. I'd have a sewed-on smile and a painted twinkle in my eye, and I never would have ever had to learn how to cry.
I wish I was
And you're in tune with Tracy Pitcox, my good friend, on KNEL FM 95.3 right here in Brady, Texas.
Back through the years, I go wandering once again. Back to the seasons of my youth. I recall a box of rags that someone gave us. Was small and I didn't have a coat, and it was away down in the fall. Mama sewed the rags together, so in every piece with love she made my coat of many colors that I was so proud of. As she sewed, she told a story from the Bible she had read about a coat of many colors Joseph wore. And then she said, perhaps this coat will bring you good luck and happiness. And I just couldn't wait to wear it, and Mama blessed it with a kiss. My coat of many colors that my mama made for me, made only from rags, but I wore it so proudly. Although we had no money, well, I was rich as I could be. In my coat of many colors my mama made for me. So with patches on my breeches and holes in both my shoes, in my coat of many colors I hurried off to school, just to find the others laughing and making fun of me. In my coat of many colors my mama made for me. And oh, I couldn't understand it, for I felt I was rich. And I told them all the love my mama sewed in every stitch. And I told them all the story mama told me while she sewed, and how my coat of many colors was worth more than all their clothes. But they didn't understand it, and I tried to make them see that one is only poor, only if they choose to be. Now I know we had no money, but I was rich as I could be. In my coat of many colors my mama made for me, made just for me.
That gal with a red dress on, some folks call her Dinah, stole my heart. blossom. Big bee gets the honey. Poor boy raised the cotton. Rich man gets the money. Take me back to Tulsa. I'm too young to marry. Take me back to Tulsa. I'm too young to marry. Boy, I wished I could. Let me off on Archer and I'll walk down to Greenwood. Take me back to Tulsa. I'm too young to marry. Take me back to Tulsa. I'm too young to marry. Walk and talk with Susie. Walk and talk with Susie. Walk and talk with Susie. Take me back to Tulsa. I'm too young to marry. Take me back to Tulsa. I'm too young to marry.
Take me back to Tulsa because I'm too young to marry. There's one from Hank Thompson and his Brass's Valley Boys for you. We were so excited to have Jeannie C. Riley visiting with us on August the 21st at the Heart of Texas Event Center. Jeannie C. Riley will be our special guest on our 21st Heart of Texas Country Music Museum celebration. 21 years ago, we opened the Heart of Texas Country Music Museum. Thousands upon thousands of fans, country music fans, have walked through that door literally from all over the world, plus great country music entertainers as well. And on August the 21st, we'll be celebrating the 21st anniversary of the Heart of Texas Country Music Museum with our very special guest that day, Jeannie C. Riley. We'll be having a luncheon at 12 noon, starting at 12 at the Event Center. And then following that, we'll have a little conversation, visit with Jeannie C. Riley about her career in country music and where she came from the small city of Anson, Texas, to actually playing the largest auditoriums across the world. And we're looking forward to having Jeannie C. Riley with us on August the 21st. We still have some tickets available for that lunch. You can go to heartoftexascountry.com. That's heartoftexascountry.com to get those. Speaking of Jeannie C. Riley, let's play it tonight. Her all-time greatest hit.
Meeting on On Saturday, August the 21st, the Heart of Texas Country Music Museum celebrates our 21st anniversary with a special luncheon starring Jeannie C. Riley.
I want to tell you all a story about a Harper Valley widowed wife.
The lunch begins at 12 noon, and conversations about Jeannie C. Riley's career and the song Harper Valley PTA will follow. It's 12 o'clock until 2 o'clock on Saturday, August the 21st. And tickets for the luncheon are available at heartoftexascountry.com.
Store garage, room and board and gasoline, living on the job. Our backyard is asphalt with parking meter trees, and there ain't no peace and quiet there till all the people leave. But she got tired of working hard and running.
Here's Daryl McCall for you tonight. Daryl's going to be in Junction, Texas on Friday night for the Junction Rodeo. So if you're down around that area, be sure and stop by and say hello to Daryl and Mona. Justin Trevino also with them Friday night. And I know that you'll be thoroughly entertained by one of country music's greatest. We're looking forward to being up in, I'm going with Daryl and Mona up to Ohio and Illinois. And a matter of fact, in a couple of weeks. Work a fair up there and a dance. Looking forward to that. So if you're up around Ohio or Illinois at the end of the month, we'll be in Effingham, Illinois on August the 27th. And then in Sandusky, Ohio on August the 29th. So if you're up around that area, if you're listening to us on KNELradio.com, maybe from Illinois or Ohio, well, just come over and see us. I'll be looking for you. I promise you. Got a favorite song you want to hear tonight? Let us know. You can give us a call here at KNEL at 325-597-2119. That's 325-597-2119. Or we do have a toll-free telephone number if you're calling from outside of the area at 1-800-526-9698. That's 1-800-526-9698. Speaking of Daryl McCall, I was thinking of this song whenever I heard Daryl singing that other one, and I thought I'd play it. Here's one. We were in Nashville the other day, and a little band, country band, was singing this particular song and mentioned Daryl McCall's great record of it. Here's one called A Long Line of Empties.
Thank you. millions of teardrops, and all of them mine. And a long line of empties that I'll leave behind. And a long line of empties that I'll leave behind.
Out in New Mexico, many long years ago, there in a shack on the desert, one night in a storm, amid streaks of lightning and loud desert thunder, to a young Mexican couple a baby was born. Just as the baby cried, thunder and lightning died, moon gave its light to the world, and the stars did the same. Mother and father, both proud of the daughter that heaven had sent them, Felina was this baby's name. When she was 17, bothered by crazy dreams, she ran away from the shack and left them to roam. Father and mother both asked one another, what made her run away? What made Felina leave home? Tired of the desert nights, poverty, grief, and strife, she went her way late one night in the moon's golden beam. She didn't know where she'd go, but she'd get there, and she would find happiness if she would follow her dream. After she ran away, she went to Santa Fe, and in the year that she stayed there, she learned about life. In just a little while, she learned that with a smile, she could have a pretty clothes, she could be any man's wife. Rich men romanced her, they dined and they danced her, she understood men and she treated them all just the same. A form that was fine and rare, dark, shining, glossy hair, lovely to look at, Felina was this woman's name. Restless in Santa Fe, she had to get away to any town where the lights had a much brighter glow. One cowboy mentioned the town of El Paso. They never stopped dancing and money like whiskey did flow. She bought a one-way a ticket from Santa Fe, 3 days and nights on a stage with the rest now and then. Mind that she knew she would find that her new life would be more exciting than where she had been. The stage made its last stop up there on the mountaintop to let her see all of the lights at the foot of the hill. Her world was brighter, and deep down inside her, an uncontrolled beating, her young heart just wouldn't be still. She got a hotel, a room at the Lily Bell. Quickly she changed to a form-fitting black satin dress. Every man stopped to stare at this form fine and rare. Even the women remarked of the charm she possessed. Dancing and laughter was what she was after, and Rose's cantina had lights with love in the gleam. That's what she hunted and that's what she wanted. Rose's was one place a nice girl would never be seen. It was the same way it was back in Santa Fe. Men would make fools of themselves at the thought of romance. Rosa took
the place was in need of this kind of excitement, so she paid Felina to dance. A year passed, or maybe more, then through the swinging doors came a young cowboy, so tall and so handsomely dressed. This one was new in town, hadn't been seen around. He was so different, he wasn't like all of the rest. Felina danced close to him, then threw a rose to him. Quickly he walked to her table, and there he sat down. And in a day or so, wherever folks would go, they'd see this young cowboy showing Felina the town. 6 weeks he went with her, each minute spent with her, but he was insanely jealous of glances she'd give. Inside he was a-hurtin' from all of her flirting. That was her nature, and that was the way that she lived. She flirted one night, it started a gunfight, and after the smoke cleared away, on the floor lay a man. Felina's young lover had shot down another, and he had to leave there, so out through the back door he ran. The next day at 5 o'clock she heard a rifle shot. Quickly she ran to the door that was facing the past. She saw her cowboy, her wild riding cowboy, low in the saddle, her cowboy was riding in fast. She ran to meet him, to kiss and to greet him. He saw her and motioned her back with a wave of his hand. Bullets were flying, Felina was crying as she saw him fall from the saddle and into the sand. Felina knelt near him to hold and to hear him, when she felt the warm blood that flowed from the wound in his side. He raised to kiss her and she heard him whisper, "Never forget me, Felina, it's over, goodbye." Quickly she grabbed for the six gun that he wore, and screaming in anger and placing the gun to her breast. Bury us both deep and maybe we'll find peace, then pulling the trigger she fell across the dead cowboy's chest. Out in El Paso, whenever the wind blows, if you listen closely at night you'll hear in the wind, a woman is crying, it's not the wind sighing. Old timers tell you Felina is calling for him. You'll hear them talking and you'll hear them walking. You'll hear them laugh and you'll look, but there's no one around. Don't be alarmed, there is really no harm there. It's only the young cowboy showing Felina of the town.
Good morning, sir. What do you have? That's how I start my day. I spend nearly half my life in this little dim cafe. I listen to their troubles
Pretty Miss Norma Jean. There's one called Heaven Help the Working Girl here at KNEL on the Hits Radio program. I saw Norma last week, and she's doing really good and staying busy, as always. And just one of the finest female vocalists in country music. I was going to say girl singer, but I was schooled the other day. Jeannie Seeley schooled me on saying girl singer. She said, "You don't say boy singer, do you, Tracy?" And I said, "No, I don't." She said, "Well, then don't say girl singer. Say female vocalist." So I'll have to say that Norma Jean is one of the finest female vocalists in country music. I don't want to get on Jeannie Seeley's bad side. Today would have been Porter Wagoner's birthday. We'll say happy birthday to the Wagon Master up in heaven. Here's a little song you recorded a few years ago. One called "I'd Like to Make That Same Mistake Again."
My old friends say you were my big mistake. The biggest one they'd ever watch me make. They still say your leaving was no surprise. But old friends have never seen you through these eyes. Oh, I'd like to make that same mistake again. Just one more time to go back. And sorrow to wake up by you tomorrow. Oh, I'd like to make that same mistake again. Everyone's entitled to make one. But now that it's all over, said and done, I say when it comes to life and loving you, I'd be happy if they put me down. Again, just one more time to go back where I've been. I would wade through hell and sorrow to wake up by you tomorrow. Oh, I'd like to make that same mistake again.
Yeah, I'd like to make that same mistake again. Speaking of birthdays, not only was it Porter Wagoner's birthday today, also the birthday of the great Buck Owens, both members of the Country Music Hall of Fame.
Think of me when you're lonely. Think of me when you're blue. Thinking of you. Remember all the good times we shared in days gone by. Remember all the sadness the day you said goodbye. Think of me when you're lonely. Think of me when you're blue. Think of me when you're far away, or I'll be thinking of you. That you were leaving, but you wouldn't be gone too long. With each new day, I hope and pray that you will come a-traveling home. Think of me when you're lonely. Think of me.
you're blue. Think of me when you're far away, or I'll be thinking of you. I watch the mailman coming, I listen for the phone. Trains at the station, but I spend my nights alone. But now the waiting is over, and time has set the scene. Yes, God meant me for only you, and He meant you for me. Think of me when you're lonely. Think of me when you're blue.
DQ presents, picture this. Picture the DQ Reese's Extreme Blizzard. That's Reese's Peanut Butter Cups and Reese's Pieces. Plus peanut butter topping and chocolatey topping mixed in world-famous DQ soft serve. Now picture yourself digging in. To express the excitement you'll feel, I'm talking in all caps. Because it's a capital E extreme treat with all the Reese's flavor you could dream of. Underline, exclamation point. Try the DQ Reese's Extreme Blizzard and take Reese's and DQ love to a whole new level. DQ. Happy tastes good.
You can now hear the rebroadcast of some of your favorite live programs on KNEL Podcast. KNEL has a variety of podcasts to choose from, including news, sports, talk radio, faith, and inspiration. For a list of KNEL podcasts, visit KNEL Radio homepage and look for podcast. Click on the podcast of your choice and listen, download, and enjoy. KNEL Radio News, KNEL Sports, Hillbilly Hits, At Home with Debbie Rule, and The Network Live. KNEL making a difference with podcasts just for you.
Got the Hits Radio program here tonight at KNEL FM 95.3 and on the World Wide Web at knelradio.com. I do want to mention to you that I hope you'll visit us at the Heart of Texas Country Music Museum. We're open every day now except for Monday at 1701 South Bridge Street in Brady, Texas. We have a wonderful group of volunteers. They keep our museum open, and we appreciate that so very much. And we'd love for you to stop by and see the great collection of memorabilia and, of course, our incredible gift shop. Even see a Loretta Lynn display. Speaking of Loretta, we'll let her finish up this hour. Here's Loretta doing one called Making Love for Memory on the Hits Radio Show.
How can one bed feel so lonely with two people lying side by side? Tight.
Thank you for listening to the Hillbilly Hits Traditional Country Music Request and Dedication Show, hosted by Tracy Pitcox. To listen live, tune in to KNEL 95.3 FM and knelradio.com on Thursday night starting at 6 p.m. Central Time. We look forward to you listening again.